This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We are on a path to unavoidable global warming. What changes to the economy can slow it down? From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. A report from the United Nations says global warming is unfolding more quickly than feared, and people are almost entirely to blame. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says every inhabited region on Earth is likely to experience frequent extreme weather events of heat, rain, and drought, and the UN is calling for an immediate end to coal energy and other high-polluting fossil fuels. Roger Harabin from our editorial partner, the BBC, has more.
The panel's last report was in 2013, and it says science has really firmed up since then. Previously, there was a reluctance to say extreme events were caused by climate change, for instance. Now the panel concludes that the heat wave that killed hundreds in North America in June would have been almost impossible without it. If governments can restrict temperature rise to 1.5 Celsius higher than pre-industrial times, the world will avoid the worst of catastrophes, and eventually the climate will stabilise, except that is for the sea level, which will continue to rise for hundreds or thousands of years.
That's the BBC's Roger Harabin. So how is the U.S. planning to address climate change? One part of the solution could be the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, which is now one step closer to being passed. Senators worked through the weekend to move the process along. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
The bill, called the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, is one of the biggest investments of its kind in years. It's received rare and fragile bipartisan support, but this weekend made it past a procedural hurdle needed before a final vote, and then sending it over to the House of Representatives. Voting in the Senate likely won't wrap up until Tuesday. The bill, as it stands now, includes plans to upgrade roads, bridges, broadband internet, water pipes, and more. $150 billion would go to boosting clean energy and climate resilience, making schools, ports, and other structures better prepared to withstand extreme weather like storms and wildfires. There's also money earmarked to boost the electric grid, clean up polluted sites, and roll out electric vehicle charging stations. But climate experts say the bill falls short of meeting Biden's promise to address the climate crisis, especially because it doesn't include renewable energy standards that would curb fossil fuel emissions. Next, the bill goes to the House when it returns in September. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed ahead of the market open. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 1.279%. Saudi oil company Aramco announced its earnings yesterday with about $47 billion in income during the first half of the year. That's about double compared to the same period last year. The company says higher crude oil prices plus rising demand drove better earnings. Crude oil is down right now at $65.64 a barrel.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of things can factor into how much a product costs, and some savvy shoppers may notice that sometimes products marketed to women cost more than the same or at least very similar items marketed to men. Think a bike helmet in blue versus pink. It's something called the pink tax, and some kids notice it too. So how can parents talk about it with them? One person who may have figured that out is Jed Kim, host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money and the economy. Jed, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Kimberly.
So how much are kids noticing things like the pink tax?
Well, at least some are noticing it. I mean, we did an entire episode about it because one of our listeners, Isabella, noticed that women's products sometimes cost more, and she wanted to know what's up with that. And actually, since the episode aired, we've had a couple kids write in and say, yeah, I noticed the same thing. All this goes to show that it's great to encourage your kids to be mindful of pricing because it makes them smarter consumers.
Yeah, I learned a lot of things when I listened to that episode too. But, you know, for those who haven't heard it yet, why do things targeted at women and girls sometimes cost more? Were you able to find the answer?
Yes, sort of. There are some somewhat legitimate reasons why they could cost more. We talked to an expert, Sandra Abeles. She helps run the New York City Department of Consumer and Worker Protection, and she worked on a study all about the pink tax. And she found that there are reasons why a retailer or store might charge more for one product over another, like maybe one version actually costs a little bit more to make, and so they pass that on to the consumer. But a lot of times, there weren't any discernible reasons for the price difference. Like, it might just be that they can get away with charging more on these items because they know how we buy. Here's Sandra.
Retailers and the companies that sell you products, they have more information than ever about the people who are buying their products and how much they're willing to spend, what their patterns of buying are.
Regardless of why it may be happening, it definitely is happening. Over the course of their lives, women and girls can expect to spend thousands of dollars on the pink tax.
Well, that's just glorious. So then how do you talk about dense topics like factory manufacturing and economic principles around pricing with kids?
We recommend really just leaning into what your kids notice and what they're curious about. And it's really interesting to let your kids guide you because a lot of times they're really attuned to fairness in a way that we adults, we're not so much anymore because we get used to things. Like, we just think, oh, that's the way things are, and we don't question it. The kids are a good way to get past that.
That was Jed Kim, host of Marketplace's podcast for kids, Million Bazillion. Season 2 is out now on your favorite podcast app. Thanks, Jed.
Thanks, Kimberly.
And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.